Thank you, Mr. Chair. The UK welcomes the draft report that you have produced and is grateful for all of the work that you and your team have done to produce it. We have had a great deal of discussion within this group over the time, and the UK is of the view that the conclusions in the draft are an accurate description of those discussions and that the recommendations will be a helpful and useful instrument for progressing our discussions. As we have said before, there is more that unites us than divides us in this group. Therefore, it is vital that the work of this group continues and that we are enabled to resume our discussions. These discussions will allow us to be better informed and to understand the various views within the room, as well as being able to discuss the numerous proposals that we have before us. We believe that your report is the right vehicle to enable this. Specifically on paragraph 17, regarding paragraph 17A, possibly a pedantic point, we would note that the requirement of feasible precautions is not universally recognised as a core principle of international humanitarian law. Therefore, we would suggest an amendment to the text in the last part of 17A, and it would read, and I'm now quoting text, particularly the principles of distinction, proportionality, and the requirements of precaution in attack. Moving on to paragraph 17B, we believe that this paragraph should be adjusted to reflect the fact that the primary obligation falls on the state, and that it is the state that needs to ensure respect in a manner which is appropriate to realise that obligation. This would ensure that the report captures the point that there will need to be mechanisms that are adopted, potentially unique to each state, that ensure that legal obligations in international law are properly respected and legal accountability is appropriately conferred within that state's system. Thank you very much.